Welcome back to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at Thursday's top news, and as already discussed in detail in this program, the big event on the plate for President Obama today, hosting a White House healthcare summit. The president has said since even before taking office, but once again last week at his address to the nation, and again today at the summit, that healthcare reform is an urgent priority, and he wants it done by the end of this year. The president says that rising healthcare costs are a huge problem for families, businesses, and the rest of America.
The same soaring costs that are straining families' budgets are sinking our businesses and eating up our government's budget, too. Too many small businesses can't insure their employees.
He also says the current cost of health care is a huge threat to our economy.
The cost of health care now causes a bankruptcy in America every 30 seconds. By the end of the year, it could cause 1.5 million Americans to lose their homes.
And that's why he says this issue needs to be addressed urgently.
Healthcare reform is no longer just a moral imperative, it's a fiscal imperative. If we want to create jobs and rebuild our economy and get our federal budget under control, then we have to address the crushing costs of healthcare this year.
Obama wants everyone at the table, and that was made evident by the fact he had lawmakers, as well as healthcare professionals, members of the insurance community, as well as the pharmaceutical industry at this event. But he says a final bill is going to require some compromise.
Each of us must accept that none of us will get everything that we want, and that no proposal for reform will be perfect. If that's the measure, we will never get anything done.
Also at the summit, Massachusetts Democratic Senator Ted Kennedy, who is battling brain cancer, but is also expected to be a point man on this debate. He says this is the time to get this issue resolved.
Most of us who have been in this room before have seen other times when the House and the Senate have made efforts, but they haven't been the kind of serious effort that I think that we're seeing right now.
Elsewhere on the economic front, senators are probing what went wrong at insurance giant AIG. A Senate hearing today looking into that issue with Alabama Republican Richard Shelby calling AIG's collapse the largest corporate failure in American history.
I believe we're just beginning to scratch the surface of what is an incredibly complex, on many levels, a very disturbing story of malfeasance, incompetence, and greed.
Donald Cohen is vice chairman of the Federal Reserve. He says continuing to bail out AIG is the only option that was realistic.
We need AIG to be a vital part of our credit markets. Insurance companies are absolutely essential to keeping credit flowing.
Another horrendous day on Wall Street. The Dow off 281 points to close at 6594. S&P 500 down 30 to 683. The NASDAQ down 54 to 1300. Oil down $1.77 to $43.61 per barrel. Out in California, the issue of the definition of marriage once again before that state's Supreme Court. At issue, the passage of Proposition 8 back in November, which returned the definition of marriage in the state to one man and one woman only. A year ago, the court ruled that gay marriage should be legal in the state by a 4-3 decision. Attorney Shannon Minter challenged the legality of Proposition 8.
Took away the fundamental freedom to marry, which includes the choice, the constitutionally protected choice about whether and whom to marry, and the ability to continue in that relationship.
But Kenneth Starr, the former Solicitor General of the U.S. and former independent counsel, says that it's obvious that this proposition passes the constitutional muster.
Proposition 8 does not, in fact, erode any of the considerable bundle of rights that this state has very generously provided.
And Starr seemed to be supported in that assessment by one of the justices, Joyce Kennard.
These 14 words do not substantially alter the nature of our state constitution, nor do they affect the basic structure of government in California.
And in other news, former First Lady Barbara Bush is doing well after open-heart surgery and can expect a full recovery. That's according to her surgeon, Dr. Gerald Lowry, who says the procedure was necessary to replace an aortic valve.
This valve, instead of being a soft, flexible structure that opens and closes, breaks down, and calcium is deposited in the leaflets, and they get stiffer and stiffer, and finally it won't open.
Mrs. Bush is 83. Her 84-year-old husband, former President George H.W. Bush, by her side and says he was very concerned about his wife. He also says he's extremely grateful for the good wishes of the current as well as the former presidents.
Obama, Clinton, Jimmy Carter, and George Bush, George W. Bush, and me, five. And I think there's a lot of interest because of who she is.
The Bushes have been married for 64 years. Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, our weekly visit with John Gizzi of Human Events. We'll speak with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel about those arguments before the California Supreme Court on the definition of marriage today. But when we come back on Dateline Washington, keep the Gitmo detainees out of the U.S. That's the thrust of new legislation proposed by Arizona Congressman John Shattuck, and he's with us after the break to talk about it. Stay with us.